You are now listening to the Truth Be Told Show with Brandy Kylie.
Today's episode is all about letting that toxicity go. So we are talking about toxic relationships, situations, environments, and what you can do to put yourself in a better position. Let's get into it. As stated, the title of this episode is Let That Toxicity Go. How many times do we find ourselves in toxic situations, environments, relationships that are unhealthy, meaning they are not helping us grow and they're not conducive for us getting better and becoming a better person? Now, granted, we can learn from any situation, we can take the positive from any situation, but this isn't what this episode is about. Letting the toxicity go means that you are being proactive and taking the necessary steps to say, okay, you know what? This isn't working for me. This relationship is unhealthy. This environment is unhealthy. And then having the self-awareness to remove yourself from that situation. How many times do we see on, I don't know, the Shade Room or these different blogs, or you hear stories or your friends are telling you things or you're hearing from coworkers? I mean, the list can go on and on. And you hear about this stuff and you're like, oh, that don't sound good, girl. Like, that sounds like that's a mess. That sounds like too much drama. That sounds so unhealthy. And I know what it's like to be in a situation where you are utterly just unhealthy and toxic to the other person in the relationship, to yourself. And it's not fair. It's not fair to anybody involved. And so the main reasons that people stay in a toxic situation or relationship, unhealthy environment, etc., is because they feel like they don't have another option. They could feel like, you know, one, they don't have another option, or two, they don't have the support, or three, they don't have anywhere to go. And so there's all of these mental roadblocks that keep people in toxic and unhealthy situations. And so the key to overcoming that, the key to finally mustering up the courage that's necessary to remove yourself from those situations or relationships, is to really tell yourself another story and essentially remove those mental blocks. And so if you're telling yourself, well, I can't get out of this relationship because I don't have anywhere to go, and I just, you know, I don't have anybody else, this person really does love me, they just need to work on these things, sis, ask yourself the question, are they actually doing the work? Are they doing the work? Or are they trying to get you to do the work for them? Because if it's the latter, then it's not going to work. It's not going to work unless they do the work. You cannot do any work for anyone. That person has to do the work on their own. Now, this is specifically in reference to relationships, but let's say it's just an environment that's unhealthy and it's an environment that's not helping you grow, or that you've outgrown and you're just like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. Like before, you know, you might have liked being in the environment and you thought that it was great and things were fine, and it very well could have been the truth. It could have been so. And you grow, you evolve, as we have the right to do, as we do as humans. And you're like, you know what? This is no longer suitable for me. I think that recognizing that is super important. And it's also a part of self-awareness to be able to say this isn't working for me, and that it's okay to acknowledge the fact that it just isn't your thing anymore. Like, it's okay. But saying that and then continuing to show up then sets you in this back and forth of an unhealthy relationship and an unhealthy environment, because now you're bringing those vibes to the situation, and then you're gonna have all of these other things. Like, it's just gonna snowball. Things are gonna start getting your nerves. People are gonna start getting your nerves if they haven't already. It's just gonna get worse until, you know, it gets to the point where you're like, I can't take this anymore. I'm done. How many of us have said that about jobs? How many of us go to our jobs every day and we're like, I can't do it. I can't. I'm done. But then you're not done, and you show up and you continue to give your time, energy, and effort to this space, to this company, to this opportunity, and it is not fulfilling for you, and it's not something that you want to do. So acknowledging that is huge. It's a huge, huge thing. But also acting on that, how can you then set yourself up to remove yourself? What can you do? Who do you need to talk to? What networking events do you need to go to? What connections do you need to make with people who have positions in different places or companies? What opportunities do you need to create for yourself? Do you know how to create opportunities for yourself? What are you doing in your spare time? What are you doing in the time that you're not at that place and in that environment or on that job that is setting you up for the next steps that you want to take? And so in addition to all of that, then you're thinking like, okay, well, I still have other responsibilities, whether it's family, whether it's, you know, a significant other, a spouse, children, extended family members, or maybe, you know, you do something else extra with your time where you're like, well, I coach kids during this. Like, I mean, there's so many different things that we do. You may be a part of different programs. You may be active in your church or other organizations. And so it's so many other things that are on our plate, but we have got to learn how to prioritize those things that are the best for us in our mental health and wellness overall. And that's something that I'm learning to do personally. It's like assessing and analyzing the spaces that I occupy and where my time, energy, and effort goes to a majority of the time, and saying, okay, is this really helping me? Is this progressing me professionally or in my career? Or is it just something that I'm giving to that's taking, and not really replenishing me or giving back to me? And so those are some of the things that I ask myself. I am going to post on my Instagram page, if you follow me on Instagram, at Brandy Kylie, BrandyKyli, this self-care assessment that I found. And I think it's super, super helpful to be able to look at the assessment objectively and say, okay, just being honest and say, it's like a whole checklist, and it tells you the things that you like. It's like different sections, whether it's like mental health, personal care, relationships, it's all these different things, but it's tailored to self-care. And so these things are asking, the assessment is asking, you know, do you take time to do this? Are you taking the time for yourself? And you will be shocked by how many things how many things I just wasn't able to check off. And I'm like, wow, I really am neglecting myself, even though I thought that I wasn't, you know, I thought that I was doing a good job. But I think the assessment is very helpful to just kind of get an overall overview of where you are, and then say, okay, this is where I want to be, and then take the necessary steps to get you from point A to point B. So I just want to pop on and talk about toxicity and talk about toxic relationships and unhealthy environments, because, you know, we find ourselves in that from time to time, and it's not like there's nothing that you can do or you have no option, but that's ridiculous. That's bull. You have options. You have the power of choice. You have the power to change your mind and to get a better perspective that's going to put you in a position that you want to be in. So this is just your friendly reminder to do you, boo. And if you find yourself in a situation that's unhealthy, that's toxic, and you're unhappy, make some changes. Do what you need to do to put yourself in a better place. So I hope this was helpful for somebody today. I'm just talking to myself and preaching to myself, but that's fine. So I just want you guys to know that if this is something that resonated with you, please, as always, comment, rate, and thank you for tuning in to the Truth Be Told podcast.